Today marks the 18th anniversary of the start of Operation Desert Storm. The date was recognized at the Veterans Museum in Madison at a ceremony attended by about 20 of the more than 10,000 Wisconsin soldiers who served in that war. One of them was Anthony Hardy, who emceed today's event.
I'd just like to take a moment of silence to recognize all of those who continue to suffer from their health conditions related to their service in the Gulf and for all those who never came home.
Only 11 Wisconsin soldiers died in the Gulf War, but Hardy estimates as many as 2,500 returning soldiers suffer from Gulf War illness. In November of last year, the illness was officially acknowledged as a combat-related health problem, caused by, among other things, exposure to high levels of pesticides and the use of pills designed to protect against nerve gas. So far, there aren't any effective treatments for the chronic pain, breathing, and digestive disorders that many vets experience. But Hardy says there is now millions of federal dollars pouring into new studies aimed at finding effective treatments.
The difference today from in previous years is that we're finally getting research focused on treatments rather than what much of the research was simply just squandered efforts, essentially trying to disprove that there was anything really wrong with Gulf War veterans.
Hardy says one of the studies is taking place in Madison at UW-Wisconsin, where researchers are recruiting Gulf War veterans suffering chronic pain to take part in a study aimed at finding an effective treatment. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.